Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. I am your GM for the evening, Noah. And we are here at Gen Con 2018.
Gen Con.
Episode of No Soul Left Behind.
We're actually in person.
It's fucking scary.
It's real bad.
This is going to end bad.
It's going to end real bad.
There might be fistfights.
Out of the room.
And cameoing with Lorme.
Hello.
So, let's go around the table. And Greg? Mm-hmm.
This is Greg. I'm still playing Chase Chevalier / Chernabog, the terror-inducing Fantasia Mickey Mouse-ing guy in leather pants.
Yes.
Who is trying to still be as good as he can be in spite of all this.
The most terrifying theater teacher we will ever meet.
Well, musical theater teacher, thank you very much.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
We broke her, so...
Laura, it's your turn.
I know that. Hi, this is Laura. I'm still playing Angelina Jocelyn, the librarian who's very rapidly run out of patience for pretty much anything.
I wonder why.
Yeah, just invisibility. Invisibility's my friend.
Yeah, that's your go-to.
Yeah.
And I'm Chris, and I'll be playing Benson, who is definitely not a walking disaster.
Benson.
Don't fucking start this.
It's too early.
That's my job.
Yeah, it is.
And this is Adam, and I'm going to be playing Mac, also known as Dagon Cloudtrip.
Yo.
Who is fast becoming a villain in truth, not just, you know... No, look, I'm not even going to go there. He was always a villain. He's gained the powers he always
wanted.
What's
this past tense bullshit?
Yeah. Okay, so...
He's real effective.
We're in the final stretch of A New Brand of Justice.
Halfway through the campaign.
Yes, we're almost halfway through the campaign.
Sorry, which episode is it taking us to wrap up this one?
Once
this is like
Super
four
play.
Or five, I think?
I think you're on
episode 14.
That.
We are now recording episode 15 live at Gen Con 2018.
Woohoo! If it weren't for Benson and Max incessant... Bickering, we might have gone faster.
Yes. No, it wouldn't have. Something else would have happened.
Anyway. Last time...
We were terrible people.
Yes. You actually did some sinning!
Yay! Not pity sins!
We also did something pseudo-heroic.
Yeah.
Beastly was going crazy.
Yeah, so...
only because I shot him out of the air with an RPG.
There was a
he was going to kill a child.
Between...
You want to kill. Shh, let him explain.
Gamer Girl and Benson had a confrontation in his apartment. And then... I believe you chased down... BC Energy, who had kidnapped Ronald Rowe, a.k.a. The Survivor.
A.k.a.
Kid Rock Turner.
Chase wants to
Rock Turner.
Yes. You managed to rescue him and severely maim BC Energy in front of the local community college. I think it was the community college. Was it community college or university?
Community college football
the
stadium.
Zoo stadium.
Yeah, yes. The Zoo Stadium.
The Whataburger Memorial Zoo.
Yes.
The worst.
We are the worst.
I think Kirby might just be the headquarters of Whataburger now. I think we've had so many weird, stupid little tie-ins that it just might be the...
No. It's the secret headquarters, and the Saucerati have conspiracy theories about it.
Yes.
Saucerati? Okay.
Sauce.
So.
Do not regret coming up with that.
As far as you know, Foot Soldier is still in the hospital from your initial, like, trouncing at the school, and where you totally didn't, like, expose yourselves or anything.
I mean, we didn't.
Thanks
to darkness.
You did.
Yeah.
I just said it was an accident. And so
BC Energy has been taken away.
He's been removed from the equation.
Yes. I believe Psychopomp
Mm-hmm.
You did a video or something with him.
Oh, yeah, it's viral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on your Instagram.
Xrox is still at large, and so is Gamer Girl, though you do have some information that while you may not be getting the surprise bonus on it, it could still potentially ruin her. So that is where we're at. Beating up the Brands of Justice is a kind of good solution, but at the same time, if you don't finish the job, they're just going to come back.
Oh, we're going to. Don't,
so your options are pretty much, at this point, turning them, killing the remaining, or
ruining them.
Continue to disgrace them to the point where they are effectively useless. So, what's the plan, guys?
Can we continue with the disgracing?
I do like the disgracing plan.
I have an idea
for the one who's a sociopathic serial killer.
Which one's that?
So,
the leader.
The one we have left is... So Chase is talking while we're hanging out in the abandoned theater that we've claimed is our hideout.
Yes, your abandoned opera theater. That.
So, all we really have left...
City.
All we really have left to deal with is Xrox, correct?
Xrox and I'm a gamer girl, probably, too. Like, I've got her...
Oh, God, what were their names again?
To, like, I've got her number, but I really can't, like, guarantee things. It.
BCNG, Foot Soldier, Gamer Girl, and Xbox.
And Xbox. There's and only the four.
Yes. There's only the four of them, and there's Lowtoner,
who is already on our side.
He's already.
He is on your side.
We've already.
For the most part, yes. He's on.
He's on
Benson's side. He's not necessarily with. You know, he doesn't really know you guys are Legion.
But we are.
Yes.
But the thing about Xrox, Chase continues, is that he is. His corporate sponsors are office supply workers.
Yes.
Which means they probably also make some software and some computers.
They are effectively the Xerox of this universe. So.
Which means their company probably has some rivalry with McJaffrey's.
McJaffrey?
Let's return to that
McJaffrey.
McJaffrey.
We have the video footage.
Have you been on Jeffrey lately?
Huh?
Have you checked in on Jeffrey lately?
Oh, God.
I honestly don't know.
Yes.
Okay. When was the last time you saw the other Mac?
2 weeks ago, we were hanging out doing peyote.
Okay.
I thought you were clean now.
Oh, God, no. What on earth would make you think that?
It's a weekend.
Hope would.
Wait, what?
It's been 2 weeks, though. So you're going to get in touch with Matt?
No, I'm just going to show up.
Okay, you show up at the estate. It's not there.
Not there as in it's invisible, or it's not there as it's a smoking ruin?
No, there is a foundation.
It
is a clean foundation.
Of course it is.
He moved it brick by brick.
He did something with it. There's, like, a note.
I go and look at the damn note.
BRB.
Jesus Christ. It might say that. Don't give him ideas. He might have taken it off in a helicopter.
It is scribbled in his signature drug-induced scrawl.
Uh-huh.
He is in the hospital. Apparently somebody tried to put a hit on him, and now he is recovering before taking his war to his enemies.
What?
Yes, that's an appropriate response, Lily.
I don't know if you actually looked at what
McAfee. Yes.
What's going on with McAfee?
That's why I didn't laugh or
anything. IRL?
No, that was the...
Yes.
Yeah, that actually happened.
Yes.
Yeah, no. He's like a South American, probably cult leader, probably.
Oh, I know that.
Slash drug lord.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Tweeted photos of him in a hospital bed in Tennessee saying that he was, like, poisoned by his enemies and that he's going to be coming for them, like... Fucking crazy shit. So
it.
Yes, Jeffrey is kind of out of the picture for a little while.
Where is he in the hospital?
He just says the hospital.
You know what? No. He's not getting away that easy. Patient knowledge?
Okay.
Where would he go?
I
have now known this man for over a year. I have done a lot of
habits.
Technically, it's only been like 3 months.
I mean, you could ask me, and I can use my magic.
Or I could get triple fours.
Triple fours. All right. you know of a private clinic. You know of a private clinic that he uses.
It's in Juarez.
Yes.
Jesus.
It's on the border.
Of course.
Remember, you are in Texas. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, so you would have to make a trip.
I have to drive down to Juarez.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take too much time.
Get into... the compound, because obviously it's a compound.
It is a compound. He took you there one time when he stepped on a nail.
You needed a tetanus shot. And while he was there...
He went down all the way to fucking Juarez to get a tetanus shot.
Well, you see, they have the best blood in El Paso poor people.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, he's also a vampire. Like, let's be honest here. Yes.
So, okay, so that's written out.
Okay. So,
you could spend the time. You might be able to get in contact with him, but his response time is going to be a lot lower now.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
No. I think we just do it on our own, then.
I can't keep giving you fucking free money from
him. He's so fun. I don't want free money from him. I want to use his resources to destroy fellow enemies.
Yes.
That's like free money.
Yes. It's resources. Alright.
But why did he move the entire mansion?
He didn't want it destroyed.
The better question is, why wouldn't he move the whole mansion?
Drug-induced para.
And like the little zoo and stuff like that he had there is gone too. It's just like a big open field with a, I don't know how big, solid concrete foundation.
40 by 200.
I imagine as you're leaving, like one person is getting out of a car dressed up like a deer. It's like...
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Just like checks his
wall. Basements aren't there anymore. They've been paved over. Like,
I'm filled.
No. Yes. So I look at the guy and I recognize that his name is Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sam. Mac Jeffrey is he's gone away for a few days.
Come
back to your shift next week.
Oh man, girlfriend's gonna kill me.
I mean, aren't they?
I shouldn't have taken this under the table.
I mean, aren't they salaried?
A salary is the loose cash Jeffrey leaves on the table. Anyway,
now to be fair, that salary is more than any one of them is going to make in a year. Otherwise,
yes,
yeah. But it does mean that they have to allow him to shoot them with airsoft balls, Nerf darts,
arrows,
simunition.
What was that?
Simunition.
Simunition. Periodic BBs.
What?
He never actually escalates
simunition
to guns.
It's literally it's
simulated ammunition.
Yes, it is low powder bullets. Effectively, they're basically
blanks.
Yeah, they're basically blanks that have like a paintball on the end, so you can load them into an actual firearm and use them.
Isn't that what killed?
Yes,
Friendly. Not John Lee.
Brendan Lee.
Brendan Lee.
No, I think it was a
blank.
Blank.
Yes.
They have paper wads at the end. If you fire them too close, it's still...
It's also the pressure still.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, Jeffrey is off the table for the time being. What else is everybody doing?
We need something else to do to take care of X-Rox then.
You do have... a lot of videotape of him and him
and him.
And him. Other people.
I mean, we could just post it to XTube and just be done with it.
I have a better idea. Send it to This Is Everything Is Terrible.
Is it revenge porn if we post himself screwing himself? Screwing himself.
But first, like, we started off with the videotape of him, like, talking about Scanner. It's like, you really have to jam it in there and see those copies. And then it just switches over.
I love everything about this plan.
Okay.
It's so great seeing your face in person, Laura.
What is wrong with you?
You're the one who gets to tell Ross about that later tonight.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is one of those recordings.
Ross and Caleb. I want to see more of their faces.
I'm not this bad in Shadowrun. Jesus.
Okay, so that is a thing you can do. Give me a...
God.
Well, do you want to edit the video yourself, or do you just want to send it to him and hope they make a good thing out of it?
No. That'll take too long. He has to be off the table before the assembly tomorrow. The only person at the assembly tomorrow has to be Gamer Girl.
Alright, so...
we want to threaten him
production
first?
Values?
We could threaten him first.
I mean, if you want to.
I mean, we're obviously kink-shaming him. Should we give him a chance to just go away first instead?
That's kind of what I'm saying, is that the goal is to make them go away permanently.
And we have to make this public, otherwise they just go away and come back later.
Okay.
We have to ruin them.
You got the information about Foot Soldier, right?
Oh, yes.
About how Foot Soldier isn't just Foot Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I actually wanted to talk to him personally.
Yeah, because you know that if you just...
Oh, no, we're not ruining Foot Soldier.
No, but if you just, like, expose them to, like, their handlers and stuff, they're just going to take them, move them someplace else, and rebrand them, and then send them back out to the field. So if you want to disgrace them, they have to, do it publicly.
Yeah. Okay.
So when we have a moment, we can locate X-Force using powers, but we need to get there. So that's an option. We also do know where their hotel is, and we do know the hotel room. We could just go to the hotel and meet him there.
Yeah. I'm down with it.
Just like
an order in force. I mean, there's not much point being sneaky at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Except having a whole, a whole card.
Thank you.
I point at Angelina like whole card.
Yeah.
For when we need somebody who's invisible who can shoot people in the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all just sort of turn to look at her at the same moment.
Does anybody have a gun?
No, you have the taser.
Okay.
You do sell the taser.
And then I just turn to look back at Mac.
I also have my powers. I can do something in the room.
I was wondering if you meant the throwing books at people, because I'm terrible at that.
The taser's a little bit more efficient for the kind of work we want to do.
Good.
I'm going to be so happy when this is over.
It might be easier to throw a book if you tape it shut first.
Yeah. Well, it's a magical flaming book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of magic.
All right. So we're going to the hotel then?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
What makes you think this is ever going to be over?
It's never over. It's never truly over.
I mean, this is probably going to end up being like a 30 or 40 session campaign at this rate.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Longest campaign of No Soul ever.
We have been going a little bit faster. It's just this one, with more recent events, we've been doing shorter.
Speaking of going faster, you're at the hotel.
Okay, we know the level it's at.
Yes, you know.
We know the hotel room.
No. Hey, Dagon Cloudtrip, you can get tall.
Oh, God.
I can get tall.
Yes.
You can get to the height of his hotel room.
Oh, I don't know if you can get...
This is a terrible idea.
Well, you could probably peek in, depending on how big you can
fly.
Get. But you can't do, like, the carry everybody and put them in, if that's what you're...
Well, do we also have our aspects activated, since this is shortly after combat with...
It is a new session, so you have to reactivate your...
God damn it.
What did you expect?
Yes, it's not immediate. Come on.
What we want to do is have me, like... fly into the window and, like, here's Cloudtrip. I mean, I can do that. I was going to for a little bit less property damage.
Do you just carry, like, little baggies of, like, dry ice so burst in and just, like, fog just kind of comes out from your costume?
Well, now he does. You don't want to know where he keeps it either.
So are you saying he also is wet all the time? So that's the only way the dry ice would work?
Yes. Yes, he is.
So me and Dagon will fly in. Maybe Book Burner and Psycho Pump can maybe come in from the inside.
I'll take the elevator.
You chose it.
No, I didn't. I just didn't fight one of you hard enough.
You can always rebrand yourself.
I still hate that name.
All right.
I mean, I'm going to go in as Benson, because that's smarter.
Why?
Oh, yeah, let's just go in the front door. It's like, yep, don't mind me. I'm the guy in the skeleton costume.
Well, Sagamama, here's the thing, though. If we go in person, they have video footage of us in the hotel.
Give me some open cowardice for going through the window.
I'm not going through the damn window. I'm going to land on the roof.
Okay.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? I said I was trying to avoid property damage.
Okay.
This hotel has done nothing wrong to me yet.
He's like a pigeon. He'll just fly straight into the window unless there's something there.
Donk.
Donk.
Mammon.
Okay.
Not Mammon. Israel.
Yeah.
We're going to be torturing a guy.
Well, cool.
Can I just have my wings, please?
No.
Okay.
So you're going to have to slide something. What are you at right now?
3 cunning, 3 patient, 3 sly, 3 open, 3 devious, 1 insightful.
And your primary is sly?
Yes.
You're going to have to slide something to sly.
Okay.
Slide open to sly?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you have wings.
Yay, I'm also on the roof.
Yay, roof.
I look more threatening, kind of fish-esque.
Yeah,
I mean, they're the black angel wings with the chromatic shimmer
and
effect.
They're there until you tell them to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to... They're there for the scene.
They're there for the scene,
yeah.
I don't have the horns, but I do have the mask, so...
Okay.
So we're on the roof.
We're on the roof.
You're on the roof. You're going into the front door.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I'm also going...
Through the...
You can go in invisible, at least.
Yeah. Yes, my dear.
That your is brother's... workplace inappropriate, sir.
It is just, ma'am, I didn't infer anything else. God, why are you here anyway?
I am both God and Satan.
No, that's not how it works, and you know it. I'm not that dumb.
That's how I work. Get.
Let me do my job. I know you're your boss, but let me do my job.
This is coming up on you yearly.
Whatever. I know I'm not in charge. But yes, what do I need? What do you need?
Well, that was interesting to listen to.
I'm sorry. Oh, did Karen have my phone on again? Karen, please just next time.
Yes,
have my
sir.
Phone off.
Sorry, sir.
Thank Karen, you. By the way, you're fired. With me, but... By which I mean you're going to be fired into the lake of hell.
No, that's workplace inappropriate.
Anyway,
what do you need from me?
This is why it's taking us 15.
Your brothers are going to, you know, go probably torture somebody, and unless you want in on the fun, I need to be invisible.
Well, unfortunately, I know you, Angelina, and I know you need to tell me how you're going to be having fun, so I know that you're going to have fun. So mechanically, what are you guys like? What do you have?
I have...
I know, effectively, we don't know. We're just kind of running with it.
Yeah.
Why don't you slide a...
Insightful to devious?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Follow up here.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to roll. I don't know, actually. Slide something to open the door, the maintenance door on the roof. At least try to.
So
that would probably be a sly cowardice.
Damn it.
I am, you know, walking behind Benson, being all invisible and letting him open doors and things.
How do you feel about that, Benson?
I always feel uncomfortable, so you have to guess.
Yes! 2 9s. Okay.
Good job.
So, yeah, you...
I look back at Chase. I've done this before.
I mean, you obviously have.
Yes. So, you go up and you... Oh, yeah, I know how... I've broken into this lock before.
college.
Yeah. Or a couple weeks ago.
It's a one.
Yeah. So, you're in. That's
cool.
Right. Not an issue.
Meanwhile, I'm just like, I'm texting, Lotoner. What was his name again?
His actual name.
His actual name.
So you're texting and walking?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey man, what's up?
At some point, you're going to stop short and I'm going to walk into you.
Oh, of course.
what is his name? Oh. So since... Benson's going as himself. Should we wait up here a few minutes, or should we go
Alex
in?
Arrive.
Huh?
Alex. All right. Yo, Alex. I'm in the area. I was wondering if you wanted to hang out. That's my cover. So they can check the phone records.
Okay. He replies that he is getting stuff set up for the
assembly.
The assembly.
He's working.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine.
Doesn't that just put your alibi at the scene of the crime?
He says he's in the area. That doesn't mean...
Yeah, I'm in the area.
They can check the GPS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still.
That would mean going to the police. And...
Do you think corporate's really going to want to do that?
I'm sorry. You think corporate has to go to the police to get somebody's...
This is true. anyway.
Too dark, too real. Too dark, too real.
An invisible woman bumps into you as you text.
Jesus. Stop texting. You're walking.
Pay attention.
We go over to whatever... level four.
Yeah, you can get to his room.
So...
I'm just, like, hoping it down the stairs.
You pass a one of the cleaning people that are in there having a smoke break. They just kind of look at you and then go back to what they were doing.
No, like dry eyes, full costume.
It's not the weirdest shit they see on this.
Hola!
I look like I'm about to say something and just shrug and just keep
going. Like, that's probably not the weirdest thing they've seen.
Is this Gen Con?
Yeah, and you can... You would probably get to the room first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, are you just standing in the hall waiting for the others to show up?
Oh, God, no. I'm kicking in the door.
Okay.
And we're doing it live.
Why? Open courage?
Open cowardice.
Yeah, no. Ooh.
Smashing through obstacles.
Nope.
Not doing that.
I got two dice.
Wait till the camera gets there.
No,
I'm just gonna knock on the door.
No, hold on.
Are you?
I said it already.
Okay.
Doop.
Just a moment.
Nope, we're not.
Can you hear like some...
Oh, God.
Oh.
Cunning generosity to activate soulless materialism.
Okay, what are you...
Use it on the man scanner.
I was gonna use it on the hinges of the door.
It's really precise. Okay.
That's how soulless materialism works. I use something once, I can never use it again.
I know.
No. I'm not the hinges. I need that for a survival potential. I'm using it on the card reader.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam
Thornsberg.
Hey guys, how y'all doing? What
are you doing up here? double tens.
Okay.
You need the door or the
on the card reader. Because that's something that, you know,
he's less likely.
So the card that's less like something less likely that I'm ever going to need again.
I know. I just don't understand how you're using it as a save one.
Because then the card reader, it comes to life, it activates, it acts like the door is open, and then push.
Yeah, that works.
We're in.
Yeah, you open the door.
I've not.
How many X-Roxes are still there?
There's only one. That slurping sound.
He can do it all at once.
Recombining.
It's a real bad noise.
Like, yes. The elevator door opens, we just hear...
Yes.
And the other nice thing is it's specifically hotel-style card readers. On other, I potentially do it for other card readers.
Nice.
I pat Benson on the shoulder.
Yes. As you two are like coming out of the elevator going into the hall, you see them go into the room, and you hear the girlish scream of
X-Rox.
Of X-Rox as he is standing there in his tidy-whities.
And now I put on the psychopomp outfit, because it's literally just a robe I keep in my backpack.
Why didn't you put it on in the elevator?
Clearly.
Shut up!
So, wait, are you doing this in the hall, or are you going into his hotel room, like, going into his bathroom to, like...
Yes!
Okay, yes, but make sure he can't see me, at least.
Aww. Well, you've got Chernabog standing with his big-ass wings,
yeah.
Which are a pain to get through the tiny-ass
hotel. So, like, I walk in first. Hi, X-Rox.
And then he's struggling to get in.
I'm like using my shoulders and using my back to just.
Yes. Yes. So,
and then like he just hears footsteps, then like a light turn on, a little bit of like shuffling.
The light and the fan come on at the same time.
Those best.
Like, so I'm down.
Light turns back off.
This is Chernabog, and we would like to have a conversation with you.
He's already scared. Let's make him more scared. I'm rolling terror.
This is beautiful. I'm having trying to have a reasonable conversation.
For real, this is probably the most effective you guys have been.
I'm trying to have a reasonable conversation. He's going straight to bad cop. I love it.
Paraforce that strips that deletes a point of courage.
Does he take a
just a pair?
To invoke terror, roll devious cruelty. It has the range of a handgun. If your set pierces their defenses, and the only thing normal people can use to defend is insightful nurture.
Yeah, he's not normal.
Yep.
So he might have a power for it.
Don't think he does.
I don't think he does. Yeah. Might. Hold on.
His power is multiple manism. So.
No, that's a devilish device.
No, he does have that aspect. He has
he does?
Legion.
Yeah,
he
has,
he has his man scanner is also a thing he can use to make other things.
Replicate.
Fill the dead air, talk like fools.
Okay. So what was the normal resistance for that?
Normal resistance is
insightful
nurture. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Two dice. 2-3!
Hey!
Got four. I got 2 fours.
Okay.
I still beat him.
So he doesn't... You have him cowed, but he is not, like, pants-shittingly scared.
Right, but still, one of his
points... You said he was in tighty-whitey.
One of his points of courage is flat-out deleted.
He just...
Well, good for you, because he only had one.
He squeals a little. As soon as he stops squealing, you just hear the faucet turn on in the bathroom. Washing my hands.
I can't use terror anymore. If he has no more points of courage, it doesn't affect open. So I can't use terror on him anymore, but he has literally no more courage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you want?
Oh. We're on to your little game, and we just wanted you to know that we collected through videos.
Didn't you wonder where that went?
Didn't you wonder
how we got in here? We've already been in here.
What?
We've always been in here.
We've been watching you very closely.
I know you've been... Now look, X-Rox, I know you've been busy, but have you bothered having the television on?
No.
The television to a normal channel. Turn
You're getting
that
real good at this.
Thank you.
I just walk over. There's like a bill. It's like, oh, wow, that's a lot of pay-per-view.
Hey.
This is Psychopomp.
And
I know who all of you are.
Oh, we know you know who we are. That's the point here.
Because we know what's going on.
You're not
going
to do anything stupid.
Because we know what's going on tomorrow.
Dude.
He's obviously rolling, so.
Well, first he has to tell us.
Okay. So he gets 2 fours and 2 twos to teleport self.
Of course he is.
He can teleport 1 mile for every point of corruption that he has. So...
How corrupt is he?
Very.
He has 3 corruption. So...
He's not teleporting out to the hallway?
No.
Aww.
He's not...
I mean, he's bare-ass
He's also
naked.
Not familiar with the town.
He does... There are a few places he does know that would be at least... I mean, he could just be looking out the window at the time and teleport to, like, the street.
I mean, he is bare-ass naked, though.
He isn't as tidy-whities, but he's also... about to be murdered by three visible psychos and an invisible woman.
So I think the four of us just stand there for a hot minute, and I just say, "Book burner, where is he?"
Ah, clairvoyance.
You can't look for people with clairvoyance. You can.
Oh, you can look for his tidy whities.
Yes.
Love later, you're our best friend. So, Laura, are you going to do that? I'm not going to say the password on the internet.
Probably not a good idea.
Real
no.
dumb.
Oh, for crying out loud, why didn't I write down what I have to roll on there?
You roll patient espionage.
Patient espionage?
Yes, you can scan 1 mile outward for every point of espionage you have.
I'm pretty sure you're better at that now.
It does not search out persons, but if you know a location, you can send your vision straight there, provided it's within range.
I think I had another point of espionage.
You probably
did. Sure, whatever.
Okay.
I'm not going to be picking.
I'm on, very old. Pair of fives.
Pair of fives.
It's 5 miles.
Yes.
No, it's two miles. I have 2 points of espionage.
2 points of espionage. That's how...
Right.
Yes. So, you can look 2 miles out in any particular area. You are... You just need to make the roll. So, yes, you can see within a 2 mile range. You do. I will say, give me another. Is there a spotting?
I would say it'd be.
Devious.
I'd say insightful. Insightful honesty.
Yeah.
Or. Patient espionage.
Yeah, give me a... Actually, no, give me either a... Cunning or patient espionage. Either one of those would work.
I'll just roll, re-roll.
10 high. Okay. You don't get a good look at where he went, but you do see some very pale movement.
So pale.
Hey, guys. I don't think this guy needs blinds anymore. It's probably giving him a little too much. And I just go to break the window.
Blinds.
Oh, give me an open cowardice.
Open cowardice? Okay, that's 5.
Smashing through obstacles.
Literally. That's 2 sevens.
That's more than enough. Yeah, so Chernobog just friggin' bull rushes the windows and smashes right through them.
No, what I do is I...
You do some gargoyles bullshit.
No, Archangel.
Okay.
I mean, in an alternate dimension, I'm Saint Michael, so...
Look. In the background, you just hear... On the wings of
my... I look over Benson.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. See, we get a Foley artist. Mix 6 doesn't.
I don't want to start any rivalries, but it's better. Anyway, so I kind of look over at Benson, like, out of Chernobog, slowly like gliding away. Like, well,
why?
Where is he?
she points in a direction.
So yes. Blinding.
She's invisible.
So blinding.
She can still talk.
Yeah, so she's pointing.
You can point, but you can't see her.
If you're pointing, Angelina, I can't see you.
It's so blinding. It's so white and pasty.
That's good. That means he'll stick out.
Have you been to Texas?
I didn't say it was a good thing for him.
No, everyone is white and pasty.
Not in Kirby.
I didn't have more of a direction than that.
You know the general direction.
He's going to the
Whataburger. Northwest.
He's going that way. You know what way that is.
North northwest.
Yes.
Ish.
All right.
South by southwest.
Scholar.
Mm-hmm.
I need the wings back.
Why?
I'm going to go murder one of your rivals.
I don't have rivals.
I'm no one is on my level. Family's rivals.
And how will this help your education?
I think he's actually murdered yet.
Yeah, I haven't killed anybody yet.
That's a new experience. What? Let's see.
I mean, you can just, like, flip-flop patient and cunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me. Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
You get your Dagon Cloud Trip wings.
Dagon Cloud Trip!
What do your wings look like?
Mommy, what your primary is?
His is cutting. Mine is devious.
Devious, thank you.
Yeah. Mine are just bright white bat wings.
Okay.
Bright white bat wings.
Yeah. He's got black angel wings. I've got white
bat wings.
Bat wings.
Okay.
They're just different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just sort of assumed butterfly wings.
Aesthetic.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought that's what we agreed to.
I think it was butterfly
wings. Okay. It's been a while. Okay. So yeah, you flutter out the window.
As you pass over, you see Mr. Thornsburg on the corner selling weed.
Aww.
Mr. Thornsburg, you're selling weed on the corner.
The children.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Alright, so I'm like, I'm mostly following him and like the vague directions, and when he starts veering away, mm-hmm. like, turn him on, left.
Okay.
What are you doing?
You see people like pointing up and shit on the street corners.
It's not even the weirdest thing they've seen in the sky.
No. We've already been flying earlier tonight.
What?
Did you bring your car keys?
Yeah, I did.
On that note,
I take off the psychopomp outfits. Put it back in my backpack.
No. She hears like a few minutes later.
Yep.
Like, you don't have to wash your hands every time.
You can be faster about this. Are you? No, you are trying to miss out on all of this.
There'll be a few rounds behind us.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm behind them.
All right. So give me.
Oh, is there? They should examine the hotel room before they leave.
Yeah.
We
okay.
Sure.
So if anybody wants to.
Yes.
Cunning and patient espionage to try and spot.
I am good at
cunning or patient espionage.
No, I'm not there.
You're with us. For looking for.
I'll take that six die roll.
X rock.
I've got.
You two.
Espionage, you said?
Yes.
That's only a five die roll for me. It's fine.
You two, if you want to find anything in the
hotel room before we leave.
Hotel room.
Caravan.
You can do probably patient greed for. Or cunning greed for theft or burglary.
No.
Or. Patient or cunning knowledge.
This is kind of
patient
important.
Knowledge.
Patient knowledge.
Nine dice.
So I'll make my roll my easy roll of dice. Step. Yeah.
Terrified.
Dice cups.
Okay.
Let's see.
Pair of eights.
I have so many dice.
I had a pair of ones.
Did I whiff?
Yes.
I rolled nine dice and I whiffed.
Holy crap.
It is possible.
Unlikely.
But possible.
But possible.
Yep. No, you did.
Nine high.
Ten high.
I rolled everything but two.
Five.
Pair of fives.
Pair of eights.
Okay.
Pair of ones.
Okay. So you two.
I am closer.
Yep.
Are able
I was
to
too
spot.
Busy washing my hands.
Yep.
Spot, what's his name?
Xbox.
Xbox. You see him, like, running into, like, an alleyway and, like, hiding behind a dumpster. Angelina.
Yep.
What were they looking for?
Anything.
In the place.
Any additional
any
evidence.
Additionally
incriminating?
Besides wet spots?
There's a new videotape.
That's what stops me.
I don't have a black light.
There is a new videotape, and I would say that you would find maybe some memos about, like, yeah, you find a memo about the assembly And it's mainly a list of names.
Is it on corporate letterhead?
No. It is.
They're not that dumb.
I mean, they're pretty dope, though.
They are pretty dumb.
It is just a printout that he printed out in the hotel.
Okay. I'm assuming. Well, it's their question, so okay. I can't ask.
So there's a couple names you recognize, some of the students that were at the initial, like, Brands Day at the school. Mm-hmm. You definitely see Benson's name on there.
Is Painbow on there?
Painbow... No, Painbow is not on there.
Okay.
Oh, Painbow is on there, but it's there's a subheading for people of interest... People that they're looking for, but they don't actually know.
Who?
Yeah, they don't know that it's Reagan.
Okay. And.
But they do have, like.
Tila or her brother?
Tila is not on there.
She's also still missing.
Tila is still missing.
Me?
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benson
is.
Benson is definitely on there. You are on there.
Yep.
You are not.
Okay.
He is under persons of interest.
Okay.
He's the one who was fucking firing the rocket launcher, and I'm on there for sure?
You are on there for sure. Because they saw multiples of you. They haven't actually determined who Dagon was.
Also, Gamer Girl caught you. That's why she interviewed
yes,
you.
True.
So they know Dagon exists. They don't know that it's me.
Yes. Well, I mean... They might know now, but
they're gonna know a lot more shortly.
So, I need to do it, don't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God help me.
No, you have to do it too.
Soulless materialism to manipulate a size of XL white briefs.
Yes. He actually got the wrong size.
I don't.
I can guesstimate.
Does it need to be that? Can you just go with the white briefs?
Tidy white briefs.
That's fine.
The tidy white.
Javon Marks and Sarai Landry are both on the list. You can make your
own. Sorry, remind me who they are. It's been.
Those are both students that are just. They're just kind of awful kids. Mm-hmm. So even if they don't have.
Cloud.
Hmm?
He's just a clown.
Yeah, but he's also extremely willful. So he was actually managed to like resist Gamer Girl's like turbo game device thing.
What about the English teacher and the math teacher who had devil's devices?
I will definitely say they're on the people
of
interest.
Interest.
Yes,
okay.
But they were not confirmed to be. What'd you get?
Pair of sevens.
Okay. So, his underpants come to life.
Atomic Wedgie pulling him backwards into the street.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so much better than I was worried.
It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Right.
Give me another soulless materialism roll. Let's see how strong those tidy whities are.
There it is.
Oh, God.
I hope I succeed. I think I need to succeed.
The audience is...
No, strip 10. No, pair of 10.
Pair of 10, pair of 7s?
No, 4.
4, okay. Can't really tell.
It's all right.
Okay, so yeah, they're surprisingly resilient.
So he's probably... he's trying to hide behind that dumpster, but then suddenly, like, just... He is whooshed, like, 20 feet into the street and hits hard concrete.
I land next to him.
Oh!
Where did you think you were going?
Little.
What was his actual name?
Charles?
Charles Cotterell.
Mr. Cotterell, we're very displeased with you. If you do that again, I'm gonna have to cut off your legs.
Jeez.
Okay, Mickey.
Legs. I've already got control of something else.
Jesus Christ!
I love Adam's face. Adam T's face.
holding this really well made me.
I guess it'd be insightful deceit.
I mean, corruption.
With that special.
I can't terrorize him anymore.
I'm not terrorizing him anymore.
You're threatening him. Jesus.
I'll cut your dick off with that special cotton polyblade.
Okay, there's twos, there's threes.
Two tens.
Two twos, two threes.
There's threes. There's three threes, two tens, and two twos.
He's just not gonna be able to resist that.
Oh my god. So the thing that happens when you're scared for your life happens.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a great scene. He is scared out of his mind.
So, I look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, since our dear Psychopomp isn't here, please take a moment and video record the X-Rocks. See the reality of the heroes.
The Prius pulls up.
Yes.
Ladies! Oh.
Chernabog does not even need to use his powers of terror and horror. He's this low and this pathetic already.
Tell them what you are, X-Rox. Tell them what you do with yourself.
I love myself.
Yes, you do.
That's exactly how I like it.
Thank you for that cameo.
Yes, he says that.
I'm so glad you were able to admit that to us in public today as people are filming him.
Yes, obviously.
Because we have the video evidence, and even now it is being uploaded. Give up your branded justice, your hypocrisy. Go back to whatever little life you had.
We know the truth, but we also know you're a coward, as has been made clear this evening.
Do you need me to do that again?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now the Prius pulls up.
Yeah, the Prius pulls up. He's...
Yes.
Oh, I missed it.
Cower in fear.
Oh.
Behold, Kirby.
Oh. I think our work is done.
Our work here is done.
Oh,
bourbon?
Yeah.
I walk over to Psychopomp. Psychopomp, do you still have Grammar Girl's number?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Take a photo?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So I just, like, snap it. And then just send that to Gamer Girl.
Jesus Christ!
She's still there.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Just saying. Like, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We are terrible people.
Okay. Yeah, you don't get a response.
Weird.
It just says red.
Yes.
You do get a red receipt.
Because she's not good enough at technology to turn off the read receipts.
Also true.
This is true.
Aww. I think we need to get some press. Well, it's literally part of her character.
I know it is. It's just...
And once again, Benson manages to avoid calling up Craig.
Yeah. It's almost as if I have that built into me now.
So I think we need to go home and get some rest. And I think we need to determine what sins we've done.
Yes. As the scene.
I mean, I'm fine.
Is there a Hail Mary mechanic?
Maybe there should be once you remove your demon, but you're still an active PC.
So.
Where's the thing?
So.
Cheat sheet.
Oh, you have it. Good.
Sins. Cruelty. So, demons that were active were...
Everybody but Craig.
Yes. Benson has his shit together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yep.
This is fine.
Yeah. Cruelty, cowardice, espionage, greed, deceit, and corruption.
Okay, I've got it.
Angelina learned something new.
That's for repentance, though.
Damn.
Yeah, we'll get to that. A cowardice for humiliating someone.
An espionage for gloating in victory, or a +2 for ruining a hero.
Yeah.
Despite what we actually know about the Brands of Justice, they are considered heroes to most people.
So, not anymore, they're not.
So I would definitely say a +2 espionage is possible.
I can take it here.
Yeah.
Cowardice for torturing somebody for the soulless materialism at the end?
Oh, yeah.
I'll allow that.
Because that's +2.
You're getting espionage.
Yep. I get 2 espionage.
Yes, you do.
And then, yeah, obviously, I totally agree with Dagon's.
Okay.
Repentance.
I have no.
What about
Angelina?
Did Angelina do anything in this scene? I don't think I did.
No,
other
you just
than got an eye full of tiny whitey.
Yeah, you did.
What did you learn?
I learned the list, the memo.
Yes. You did gain some knowledge. So
yep.
So
that would be
okay.
Learning something new and important. Move an espionage to knowledge.
I mean, it would make me less good at
the things
clairvoyance.
You do that? Yeah, no, maybe don't do that.
It would, yes, but you would also be more fortified in your strategies.
Could I do cowardice to endurance since I know I'm on the list?
What is
losing a conflict that costs you?
Your demon was. Oh, you repentance.
Repentance. Sure, I will allow that. That is, yeah. It's not an active conflict, but it is definitely something that...
God, is there anything on that list I could qualify for? I don't think so.
I don't think there's anything for either of us.
I'll take the espionage.
Yeah, you know what I didn't do? Okay. Demonstrate mercy.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't... Yeah, no.
I didn't actually step.
Didn't lose the conflict. Didn't help anyone.
I would maybe argue deceit to honesty, but I have no deceit, so I'm not doing that.
You tell your truth that is interest to you or your interest. That is not interest to you.
We saw a lot more than we wanted.
That's... That's not the same.
We heard the schlorp.
Did.
okay, so it's a long day.
The next day...
I just want to point out, everyone, I don't schlorp.
Okay.
That's him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, all the powers are kind of customized.
Yeah.
To their freaking.
That dude's gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, next
guys,
day.
Guys, we really kink shaming. Not good. Okay.
You know what's even better, Angelina?
Hmm.
Not dying.
Angelina, you also want to know what's not kink shaming is the fact that he probably participated in the murders of quite a few people.
That. Do you see
all of them have murdered a lot of supervillains or superheroes?
Do you see me stopping you ahead of time?
No.
It's
fine.
Okay.
So the next day.
By the way, coffee's really good tonight this morning.
Kinda assembly time. You hear over the PA system, Principal
Best.
That's no Principal.
That's Best, I believe. It's best. Nice. It's Vice Principal Garst.
Garst is the Vice Principal. You hear Principal Vest call a assembly in the school auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
Take my classes in assembly.
Yep.
Round up the kids in the library.
Okay. You head in. The stage curtains are closed.
I'm a musical theater teacher.
Yes, you are.
I want to say, do you guys need any assistance in the back?
You're talking to Alex Lotunder. No, we've got our production team here. They know how to handle all this stuff.
I mean, I know some of the specifics about, and you know, it's a school theater. It's kind of finicky.
Give me a roll, sir. Give me a roll.
Cunning espionage to be...
Is Alex in the suit?
Yes. Ooh. He is on the job.
Poor guy. So yeah, cunning espionage to be devious.
Cunning espionage? Sure.
Israel, sucker. Pair of ones, pair of fours.
I walk over to Alex, like, hey man, do you want to get drinks later?
Yeah. Yeah, after
after all this is done, like at the school, you know, mm-hmm. work, we'll meet up.
Why?
I'm already gone.
The memo didn't go to Low Toner?
No.
Of course not.
They're not going to give the hit list to the low man on the totem pole.
Fair. Even though he's technically watching them all.
Yes. He's making sure they don't get into any shit on
that. Could also possibly be part of the cunning espionage. I'm already gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's move back.
You know, it's just like their production team moving around getting stuff set up. Like,
what are they setting up?
They would be getting set up. They're setting up like the podium, getting the speaker, like the whole PA thing set up for the auditorium.
Do you need help with the podium? Again, I do production back here. I know how everything works.
Yeah, if you want to just like grab some of the cabling and get the mic set
up. Yeah, sure.
You
know, I'm unspooling it properly. I get there. What's on the podium?
Oh yeah, the mic's a little messed up. You have to like put it just the right way.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's on the podium?
There's nothing on the podium. It's just a
no notes. Okay.
Yeah. No.
So also like the projector screen isn't in place. There's no.
They are setting up a giant projector screen. They look like they have a small, like, you know, they have like some cameras set up and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Give me a sec with. Oh yeah, you guys are using that one. I mean, I guess it's the best one we got. Let me check it for a second. I go over to the production cart. I grab the wrong bulb for the projector.
Okay.
And I go to like manipulate it, so I'm putting in the wrong bulb, so it can't project properly.
Okay. Give me a roll.
Okay, cunning espionage again. To be selfie about
it. I think you might be being too paranoid, but I, you know, a surfeit of paranoia would be a bad thing at this point.
That is going to be a cunning knowledge, quick fix, or jury rigging.
Okay, that's fine.
The dearth of paranoia be that, but a surfeit good.
What I'm saying is, I think you should.
Paranoids.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to swap it out. No problem.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, this thing is finicky. You got to be careful with it. Hopefully, everything goes okay. If not, just, you know, I know you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe you can swap one out real quick, which should be good.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's all I can figure out.
Do you see Mr. Noah? Do you see Mr. Noah?
Hi.
Look at that dog.
Okay.
Get a load of that dog.
Yeah.
That dog.
I swear you need to put on the Shiba mask while we're here.
Yes.
Just so she can see you in it. Just go.
Okay. All the students file in.
That's not for babies.
We are somehow conveniently all sitting behind our students in a row.
One of the production team comes to you, Benson. It's like, hey, Gamer Girl, we'd like to have you come up on stage. You mind coming to the back? Dude is friggin' huge. He's like at least 6'2".
Oh, okay.
Yeah, follow me.
I am not sitting next to these two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope.
I expected this.
Yeah.
I am in the back.
Okay. Will they let you in the back?
No, the back of the auditorium?
No. Yeah, the back of the seating.
Yes.
That okay. I could very easily.
Well, then at least if
the
I'm talking with Dagon, or if Dagon's next to me, I can't find anything back there. I did sabotage a projector. If they're going to show something, they can't. It's not going to work.
All right.
So they take you into the
dressing room.
The dressing room, the makeshift kind of green room they have in the school. And, like, Sarai is there, Javon is there, Ronald Rowe.
Mm-hmm.
No, you rescued Ronald Rowe, so
yeah,
he's not there.
Ronald Rowe called in absent today.
Well, he's been expelled, remember?
Oh.
Right. Yep.
So he wouldn't be allowed on school property anyway.
Yeah, what did you guys do with him? You just kind of left him at the opera house?
Yeah, we didn't take him to the opera house.
No.
We just left him.
Yeah.
Where did you?
We just left him on the scene with Buffalo Man.
No, we took him to the opera.
Remember, you were.
We didn't let him in. We did not let him in. I would not let you let him in.
Decide to talk.
Broke his spirit.
Broke his spirit. Got the number of his next of kin, besides his dad. Called.
That would have. I guess that would have. I wouldn't have done it. Would one of you have called in to see. Or. You would have seen on the news. Is there a reported fatality at the scene?
Oh, man.
That was... somebody give me it took us a long time to go through the news because there were a lot of incidents in Kirby last time.
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was.
All right, so...
I need some sort of luck roll to figure out this game.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
Hey. Odds 7. Okay, yeah, his dad is totally dead.
That was a success?
Yes. I mean, honestly...
He is now an orphan. Great job, guys.
I called his aunt.
We literally couldn't have done anything about it. He was already dead by the time we learned about it.
Yeah, but he was in their sights because of what we did.
Yeah. This is collateral damage from what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chase gives a hearty chuckle at the news while he's still getting dressed.
You fucking monster!
That's in character.
Jesus, dude! I didn't like
him. I wasn't... Yeah. You're not in my house.
What's his name? Da Vinci, the other...
Mr.
Pollock is also in the green room.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, do you know what's going on?
I'm not sure. I'm going to try to talk to a few people.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Took me a second to remember. All right. So, you hear... you hear Principal Best like tapping on the mic and making sure it works before he starts addressing us. Yeah.
Test this thing on?
Students.
Works, you idiot.
So, we have a special guest again today. Gamer Girl from the Brands of Justice has a special announcement she wants to make. So we'll give her the floor.
Slow clap.
Slow, sad clapping.
And you all see Gamer Girl come out.
I sent her an image of the front page of Kotaku in action.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Players confused.
It is the Chief Gamergate subreddit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I haven't posted anything.
It's not in action, it's inaction.
Yes. Okay.
Because you know what Gamergate was about? Ethics in game journalism.
How does misogyny?
Laura May with his hot truth.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura. So yeah, she comes to the podium and is like, students, we have some special announcements today. Obviously, I'm sure you've seen on the news, the other Brands of Justice have been... Some bad things have been going on, but I think through...
the truth will out.
Yes. We have found some of the perpetrators of these incidents, and we are going to expose them today. And one of the production assistants comes and like gets all of you from the dressing room. It's like, all right, now can follow me.
Yeah,
I look to Dagon, or I look to Mac.
Now,
do I need to? I mean, it's going to be a stampede. It's going to be a risk.
I mean,
it's going to lead to collateral damage.
My way?
It's the collateral damage.
Here's what I'll say. Let's give it a few minutes to see how it goes. She knows her threats.
Yeah.
But if we need to start Plan B, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening to Christian.
Nope.
So, are you actively refusing to go out?
Oh, hold on, I just have to post something real fast.
Okay. And who wants you out there now?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just going to post something online first.
Mm-hmm. From your other phone?
Yeah.
To your other Tumblr?
Mm-hmm. Yes, to the burner. Okay. And Trudy Price, Gamer Girl.
Okay.
Sending that to all the tabloid blogs.
Okay.
Oh. Going live?
Oh, yeah. Going very live.
All right. So you do that.
That will take a little time.
It's going to take... get a Google alert on her phone?
She will.
Okay.
This will happen.
She checks her phone tomorrow, because... She doesn't really understand how Google works.
Well, not necessarily, because
she's... It's going to take a little bit of time to actually, like, propagate. Disseminate, but...
The stories will take about 10...
Lowtoner's probably going to drag her off the stage very soon.
Lowtoner's going to get the Google alerts.
Yes.
Yeah, Lowtoner's the one that keeps an eye on.
He's also standing on the stage next to the podium looking absolutely miserable, as he often does.
So yeah, the news outlets will probably take 5 minutes. The brand's PR teams will take 5.5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So I go out on stage.
Okay.
Do.
Yeah, it takes like a minute or so to get out to the stage. Now this may be a bit shocking, but these students and teachers in your school, and then you see Lowtoner like. his eyes widen as he looks at his phone. As he grabs it from one of his Xbox branded.
It's a fanny pack.
Like, yeah,
no, it's a holster. Give the man a holster.
It's a utility belt that he has.
Yeah,
his phone
it's
in.
A fanny holster.
Yes,
yeah. Is that a utility belt?
No,
no,
it's not that evil.
No. Oh.
She
hit me.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
I knew it had more uses.
And you see him just basically just snatch the microphone from her. Assembly is canceled. And he just goes... And the curtains come swinging down.
I'm thinking of my own high school.
Okay.
We have our production facilities, like the mixers and everything, in a sound booth in the back. While this is happening, can I walk up to the sound booth while they're walking on stage?
Yeah. Are you just like getting up and trying to run to it, or are you going to?
No, I'm just casually walking, sneaking.
Okay. You're going to have to give me a sly cowardice, running physical trouble or obstacles.
That's 9 dice.
Jesus.
I just got 2 more cowardice.
Yeah, well. Okay. In which... make the brands of justice go away. Being total bastards.
Quad ones, double ace.
Okay. So do you want to be fast or sneaky? Like, how important, because, like, you can, quad ones would get you there very quickly, but there's a higher chance of you being spotted by...
Here's how I would word it.
Okay.
You adjudicate as you see fit. I would start quickly, but then this is all happening, and I would start quickly as I see them being led onto the stage.
Okay.
But then as soon as Lowtoner...
Mm-hmm.
Starts dragging her away, and like, because that's when I started, is when he's like,
okay.
Assembly dismissed. That's when I go for sneaky.
Okay.
So ultimately, it's a sneaky roll.
Okay. Alright.
Because while I'm doing this, I'm also checking my phone. Because I can clearly see Lowtoner checking his.
Yes. He is getting a lot of angry texts and probably phone calls at this point from the sort of
France
corporate mastermind of... Yes.
The sundry.
As it sort of escalates and escalates and escalates.
So
and, yeah, you're getting some, like, you know...
So I'm seeing
Twitter hashtags.
I'm seeing the news reports. I'm specifically looking for a video report.
Oh, you monster.
There's the stage mic in the sound room that is the announcements for the auditorium.
Uh-huh.
So there's a mic. There's a live mic.
Why are you doing that to the children?
The kids are all very confused. They don't know why they were really brought here today.
Exactly.
A lot of them are very tired.
So, I'm back there.
Yeah, you can clarify back there just fine. There's
turn on the mic. Activate the news story.
There
mic
is a person in the room. He's part of the brand's like production team. What are you going to do about him?
Tara.
He's not just going to let you...
Tara.
Jesus Christ. Okay, that's a terrible idea.
Do it. Do it, do it, do it. You already said it. Roll the dice.
Devious cruelty. That's 3.
Remind me not to play espionage games with you lot.
6.
Hey, I did great.
Chris is great at espionage games.
I snuck back there so no one saw me back there. He's the tech is the only guy who sees me.
And I'm just saying,
hey man,
you
can't be back. You can't be back.
Pair of tens.
Alright, yeah. He just you send out the psychic imagery of his worst nightmare and he just passes out and falls over. Are you going to try and catch him?
No, just let him go.
Jesus.
I pat him on the shoulder as he's unconscious. I had to see it too. And then I just hit play on the video about the Gamergate,
really
about the Gamer Girl scan about the Gamer Girl reports, and just put it to the microphone.
Brands Gate.
This just in.
Justice Gate. There
Justice
we go.
Gate. Yeah.
This just in. Justice Gate. Just as we thought anything couldn't get worse for the Brands of Justice, new reports come out about Gamer Girl. And
yeah.
So on.
Yes, you're playing that audio over the auditorium speakers.
I just look over at Gamer Girl.
As she's being dragged away by Low Temper.
What does she?
Warned, yeah.
Yeah.
She has the scary mech that we've literally never seen yet.
We did. She was the only one that we gave a legitimate chance to.
Yeah.
And she kept going.
Oh, we left Foot Soldier yet, too. We haven't even touched him.
He's also in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, we put him in the hospital.
Mac put him in the hospital. Noble put him
in
the hospital.
Yes, I did.
And his police...
More importantly, I do it again.
And his criminal activity has already been fed to authorities.
Oh.
I'd like to point out that we are all accessories to anything any of us do.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works.
How does... I am pure as the driven snow. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Craig begs to differ.
Craig doesn't know what I've been up to.
Craig knew some of what you've been up to.
Oh, if Craig knew the whole extent.
He'd have so much fun.
Oh, God. Don't worry.
Really?
Power suit.
She's going to go for it?
Yeah, she's incredibly pissed off. She's going to terror the entire backstage.
Do I get any?
No, she's not.
She's not.
She tries to terror the entire backstage. Like
her heart.
So she has terror powers?
Yes. She has ineffable defense and terror.
Hey, do you know what? Terror has a range of a handgun.
Yes, but you can't see her.
Yeah, I can.
No, the curtains are drawn.
Oh, they already drew the curtains.
Yes, and you're also on the other side of like the auditorium.
That's fine. In the back.
Okay. Yes.
The only person back there is Benson.
Yes. So, Benson, you see her...
Mr.
Pollock and Sarai and Javon. Yes, you see her, like, trying... She's just death staring at you. And you can feel, like, the sort of sputtering attempt at terror at you. But it just
does not... It's not getting through the general terror that's bouncing around in his brain
already. The general anxiety disorder. It's like... You ain't got shit on my own self-esteem.
her demon... Oh, wait, you can't see Craig because Craig's not active.
No.
Oh, God. Her demon can't see Craig because Craig's not active.
Oh, I will activate Craig, though.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Benson, it's been way too long.
Yeah, sorry. It's been busy, but...
Oh! Hi, cousin!
Hi.
So Benson sees who it is. Who is it?
Oh, it's has Nalus? Yes, the selective witness.
What?
Yes.
God damn.
Remember, Brands of Justice are not related to you.
No, I know they're another group.
Yes, but... they're their own separate collective. Or they may even not even be related to each other.
They're not related, I don't think.
Yeah. But yes. Muhan is less, yes. Yeah.
Unpronounceable.
So, consonants, the unpronounceable.
Consonant.
Yes.
Vowel?
Consonant.
But yes, you can see her, like, trying to, and, like, Low Toner is just basically, like, pushing her. He's trying to get some of the production team over here to, like, take her away. We need to get back to HQ.
Damage control fast.
Yes, we need to damage
contain
control
the problem.
This.
Contain
like,
the
he's,
problem.
He's pulling out extra cell phones from his utility belt. Yes.
No, what'd you call it?
That doesn't look like it's working.
The fanny holster.
Yes. It turns out most of like his pouches and stuff are all just
cell phones.
Yes. So yeah, she is being taken away.
Is it playtime?
No, I think it's about time to go out. But afterwards, we can have we can do something.
Doggies?
Yeah, we'll play with the dogs.
No,
I cannot fucking wait until we get to the Chris. Till we get to the base.
Oh God.
There's doggies in the base.
Oh, there's so many doggies in the base.
Oh, God.
Okay, I think that will pretty much do it.
Weird.
Sarai and Javon are very confused. Like, what is going on?
Oh, Craig's active.
Uh-huh.
But if the other demons aren't active, he wouldn't see them. Never mind.
Right, yeah.
I mean, okay. Would Israel be around because I activated Terrence?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's I'm also in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'd still, if you can make... I'm going to say, because there's some weirdness with, demons being able to see other demons and stuff like that, especially in this campaign where it's all about figuring out who has demons.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say... Craig might know Israel.
You can sense that Craig is active, but you can't necessarily communicate anything unless you have... I'm going to say unless you have, five knockback.
I was wondering about Mr. Pollock's demon and...
His demon isn't active?
Right, so Craig doesn't know.
Mr. Pollock is... He's mellowed out a lot, so...
He's sort of give it up.
Yes.
As a teacher.
He still would like to try and use some of his powers to help teach, but he knows... He knows better.
Yeah, he taught him.
Okay.
Angelina keeps following up.
Yeah, they got curls. I wasn't even active in that scene. I got nothing.
Unless anybody else wants to do anything else.
First, the scene's over, right?
Oh, just let him know.
So we've got our stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll give him a moment.
Can we do a side scene?
First, slides.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, let's take care of the sins.
Angelina didn't do anything.
Okay.
I mean, did I do anything?
You ruined
a hero.
You're right.
Can I also get double for ruining a hero since I played the footage?
That's why you want Craig active, so you can have the.
He gets it for releasing it. I get it for everybody in the room hearing it.
Sure.
Okay. That would be allow that. Corruption or what was that?
Espionage. Plus two for ruining a hero.
Ow! I'm slightly worse at knowledge now.
And then would either. Adam or Laura get into the game.
Espionage and knowledge are on the same track.
Right.
Did espionage overflow?
Yes.
Okay. You bumped into knowledge.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, I don't think any repentance again.
No.
You're going to get baby puke right down in your face.
Yeah, I know.
It's the dangers of having a baby.
I have a baby. I'm holding a baby.
I could also argue gloating in victory, but obviously
you
I
haven't
want
gloated
to.
Yet.
I gloated about that.
Ronald.
Yeah. Oh, Ronald. Yes.
But it's still a two because I ruined. No. Well, I mean, same rough sequence.
Yeah.
So now, what's the epilogue you wanted?
Yeah, the epilogue.
Uh huh. Your epilogue.
My epilogue to this. I'm going to go to Foot Soldier's hospital room.
Okay. He's real fucked up.
As Noble.
Yeah.
As Noble. Okay. So I walk in.
Uh-huh.
What's his name?
Marcus.
His real name.
Marcus.
Not the assumed name.
Marcus Bain.
His real name.
Yeah.
Marcus Bain. Yeah.
So I walk in. Is there anyone else there?
No.
Hi, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. That wakes him up.
Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Beep.
Thank you, Foley Otters.
Do you know who I am?
Aren't you one of the teachers from that school?
Yeah, I am. I just need you to know something. If I ever see you in Kirby again,
I won't use an RPG. I'll make a fucking knife. And I will cut every vein out of your body. Jesus. Don't ever come back to my school again, you little shit.
Turn on heels.
Yeah, just go.
Walk out the door.
Was your demon active for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I just had to confirm. All right.
Oh, before I turn on heel, knife.
Because,
you know, psychic objects.
Uh-huh.
I just pull the tip down his leg.
Okay. You also need to leave kind of quickly because his heart rate machine is starting to go high.
Yes, yes it is.
So you want to be out of there before the nurses come.
So that's going to be 5 devious. 5 corruption.
That's 10.
Yes, it is. It is 10.
That's so math.
Good job. Good job counting.
Good.
There's at least a pair of 10s. The pair of 10s is what I care about.
Yes. Man, that's only 2 cents out of that. Yeah, you do a very good job at scaring the life out of him.
You get another plus two.
You can tell that you made your point and that, he is never coming back to Kirby.
Yeah.
He's probably never going to be a superhero again.
Oh, that's fine. There's still a demon in there. I just want to make it clear this is my territory.
I mean, that is the thing. He may no longer be a brand, but he might have been a villain.
Yeah, no, he might have wanted to come back to exert some revenge, but I wanted to make it clear that this is my territory.
Angelita would like to try and find Teela now.
Yes. That's fair.
Would she at least get enough info for the epilogue, or is that something for next episode?
We'll deal with Teela in the next adventure.
Can I warn the 2 students who got pulled back that they should probably try and avoid superheroes in the future?
Sure.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to do anything before we end the session?
I go home to play with my dogs.
Okay. What about your girlfriend?
Oh, yes.
Don't leave Craig active for that part.
I make sure I replace the bulb and the projector.
Okay. Good job.
It's still my job.
Sin? Mister?
Like I said, plus 2 for ruining someone again.
No, that was cowardice.
Yeah, no, for torture, was, torture, torture.
This was torture.
Yeah.
This is pure torture.
Literal torture. Remember, the demons need to be the ones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying torture.
Yeah. That was cowardice.
Okay.
Did you already have 5?
No,
that was corruption.
That's corruption.
Okay.
No real repentance there.
No.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to do my job, okay?
No, Noble's gotten really good at sinning.
Okay. So that is... Oh. Do we actually want to find clues about the bigger mystery of the game?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
We did interrogate the brand.
Okay. Benson, you get a call from Alex. He's like, hey, man, I'm sure you've seen all the news, and everything, especially after today, but we got to get out of town for a while. There's, you know, the higher-ups and everything, they want to...
Yeah.
They got a bunch of stuff to handle.
Sounds like the brands are falling apart, dude.
So, I mean, you want to meet up for a drink before I get out of town?
Yeah, man, let's chill.
Okay, so you go and meet up with him.
Yeah, right?
You know, and you're talking, you're just kind of shooting the shit, and it gets to the point where he's drunk enough that he starts talking about how basically, they learn the reason that the brands even ended up coming to this fucking town.
What are you looking for? Oh, wrong bag.
Yeah, that's your bag.
Oh, I don't have a bottle opener.
No, beer. I
want a beer. Oh, it's Greg's case.
Oh.
The reason they ended up coming to... He might need help over me. I don't know. Coming to this fucking godforsaken town is they were actually tipped off.
They were?
They received an anonymous phone call
promising a big score. Registered an anonymous phone call promising a big score if they agreed to leave the demonic ambulance freed up by their murders behind. When they agreed, the voice informed them that the Hellbinders in the school were new, disorganized, and deliciously sinful.
Weird.
About that. When asked why the voice was helping them, helping out the brands, even though he obviously understood their operation, he responded, "Because I've made a terrible mistake." And then hung up.
Huh.
Well, damn. So somebody, somebody planned. Whoever planned the initial assault on the school, apparently
wanted.
He kind of fucked up.
So we weren't supposed to become Hellbinding.
Well, maybe he thought you were better people than you are.
I'm a great person.
Better people about being evil or better people about
being good?
Are we talking about being better human beings or being more effective?
That's the question.
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yes. So, if anybody would like to talk to their G-men about...
I mean, you're the only one who has this knowledge right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Craig.
Hi.
Do you know why you came to me?
Because my friend before you died.
But why did he die?
Kinetic force.
What? Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, demonic baby.
But there was a reason that that happened.
Okay, so
turning to the GM
to get this information, you have to make a deal. You have to make a deal with Craig about becoming more simple. You have to do a specific task to gain a very strong sin. That's how this works, because Craig is gonna have to like do some stuff that they don't like to
tap into the deep shit.
Yeah.
How do doggies work?
Oh Jesus Christ.
What?
man.
What?
Oh no.
You know how the doggies in hell work. You don't know how
the doggies on earth work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because Craig is clearly the vivisector.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to kill a dog.
Oh,
no.
You can
not do it. You just have to promise that you're going to do it. And then if you don't, Craig's going to be very upset with you and maybe not give you powers.
Promise to show Craig how doggies work.
YouTube! And you don't have to do it right now. You just have to...
legs work.
You have to
more
make...
YouTube.
Yes.
Anatomy. YouTube anatomy.
I was waiting for that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I get my biology textbooks from college.
But you're making the promise to show Greg how doggies work.
Yep. I'll have to find a vivisection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not gonna like that at all.
Craig, you share with Benson a memory from your former host.
Okay.
I'm going to say that Craig's host was probably Harold. A kind of weird guy. He was just like in a suit, very sort of milquetoast, used to live with his aunts.
Definitely not Lovecraft.
Definitely not Lovecraft at all.
Thank you.
What you see is that Harold found Terror Track, the leader of Triskaideka, blind drunk on the floor in their underground lair. The villainous speedster was still wearing his soiled spandex uniform, so his identity remains a mystery.
The man is drunkenly trying to spread a book on the floor. It's a copy of the Gospel of Judas, second edition.
Oh, great.
What?
That's good.
Yeah.
What? What?
As the human takes the book away and leads the alien teammate to a room to sleep it off, the drunken terror check raves, "It's the burden of singular revelation, the nobility, the true virtue, is in that it gives up even the understanding of your fellow man. If you're the one, only one privy to true gospel, you've got the responsibility of true sacrifice. You've got to give up more than the flesh so others can be free of the flesh. Don't you see? Don't you see?" The memory then ends with Harold reassuring Terror Trek that it was going to be okay before dropping them onto his cot, his makeshift room. Terror Trek drifts off to sleep, curled into a ball, muttering to himself, "Of course you don't get it. Nobody does. Nobody but me."
Well. Dense explosions.
Yeah. Okay. Angelina.
Yeah.
Couple days after everything goes down,
mm-hmm.
Reagan comes up to you.
Right. Okay.
He says that I've been talking to, you know, the bad thing inside of
mine.
Mm-hmm. He's been saying that he's been talking about some stuff. Apparently,
Book of Revelation stuff, or
no about when he showed up.
Okay.
Apparently, like when it all happened, like the whole thing in like the bus garage.
Mm-hmm.
Like right as like they were gonna just like steal the buses. Apparently, like that's what they wanted to do, mm-hmm. but like Terror Track, that the speedster guy, the fast one,
mm-hmm.
he just like teleported away and then reappeared like a couple seconds with like this big thing in his hands. It was like a fusion of wires and pressurized tanks and like gross like pulsating flesh stuff.
A devious device.
Yes. And then, like, he pressed the button on it and just dropped it and disappeared.
Because he could teleport.
Yeah, like, you know, he was, like, super fast or whatever. He was, like, a speedster, that kind of thing.
It was a setup.
And before, like, anybody guessed what was going on, it was just a flash, and then he was in my head.
I think that's a perfect time for this.
So yeah,
hard and nail.
So that's what you guys learned.
How's your meditation practice going?
Good. I haven't been quite as active lately. There's been all that stuff with the brands going on and like more main everything.
Yep. You probably still want to lay low.
Yeah.
Because well, they might be gone. They're corporate. Doesn't really stop.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw Tila the other day.
How's she doing and where was she?
She didn't look too great. And shit. We'll leave it there.
Shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Good job, guys. We learned something. We got through an adventure.
Yay!
Halfway through.
It only took all of us going to the same states.
Yes.
15,
that's what it takes.
15 episodes, and when did we start this?
Don't date them. Don't date them.
We did say it was at Gen Con, but
we didn't say which year.
Yeah, we did.
We did. All right. So,
2018. Went well. We were awful. People today.
We are on to. Permanent advancement.
Oh, right.
Called,
long-term growth.
Long-term growth, yes. I forget. Page, that's on.
Is it not on here?
I don't think it's on there. That's not like a usual.
No.
Our baby has thunder's eyes. She's a baby. She's supposed to.
I know. It's good. She didn't initially.
I know. Jesus.
Place things in an object. Physical stress. Social struggle. Transformation. I think it's... Alright. Long-term personal growth. Alright. So,
we can slide. Everybody can slide one. 1 point between two opposite strategies, so the big ones. You can slide it either direction, but you do have to make a justification for the slide. And then you can also improve a strategy by sacrificing a point off of a sinister tactic and sinister strategy underneath it. So,
virtuous?
Yes, sinister and virtuous tactics underneath the strategies.
Very good.
So,
going around.
That is... Cheat sheet, if anybody wants to know. Like,
you
know.
All I'm doing is sacking a courage and a cowardice.
Courage and cowardice.
Increase open.
Slide open because of being a lot more direct. I mean, even in sneakiness, being a lot more direct, whether my actions with X-Rox or with Gamer Girl.
Yeah, I was also thinking how much of a shit you did not give that a child's father died.
What did he do to my wife?
Oh, open about not giving a shit. Got it.
A straightforward approach.
Yes. Very straightforward. Laura, did you want to...
I don't think I really did anything this entire session. And
did you at least... I would at least like notes of what... If you gained or any stuff, and then add it to your sheet later.
At home, yeah. I moved to espionage to knowledge.
Okay.
Chris?
Oh, yeah. Fine. I'm perfect.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Adam. That's fine.
Adam.
Do you want to upgrade anything?
No, I've done the thing I'm going to do. I don't have any slides that I feel I'm justified to
make. What is the long-term growth ones? You have to sacrifice both.
Long-term personal growth is both a slide between strategies and improving by sacrificing a sinister or virtuous, sinister and virtuous tactic off of the group to add it to a strategy. So, like,
sadly, all of my positives are at one or less, except for honesty.
You can have one.
I could. I really could, but that's a risk.
I'm real good on strategies. It's tactics I have problems with.
No, I know what. Knowledge is easy to get back. I will burn an espionage and a knowledge to get another additional cunning.
Sure.
Again, by using what I've learned and by being a little bit more sneakier, that's how I'm improving my cunning.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I've got no problem.
So...
I can use Soul's materialism easier. Yeah.
All right. So other.
All right. So that's been no soul left.
That is no soul left behind.
Good night, Aaron.
Wait. Next time is going to be Adventure 6: The Performance Gap.
Oh no.
And boy, oh boy, are we going to get to see what happens when we go to hell?
Wait, what?
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.